Connor Lee, a longtime member of the Steele County Blades, fourth year with the Blades, but gosh, come next winter, you age out, it won't be the Blades without you, Connor.
Yeah, I know. I'm not looking forward to aging out. I've had such a good time here and wish I could spend a fifth year here.
What have you enjoyed about it?
The community, the team. Probably my favorite part is just walking in every morning and having 20 to 30 guys just to talk to, and it's really awesome to have brothers, so many of them.
Remind me how the connection started for you to play here for the Blades out of Sydney, Australia, if I didn't already establish that, to come from Australia and play here in southern Minnesota.
So I went to a few Shattuck St. Mary's camps when I was around 12 or 13, and then one of my friends who actually played for the Blades, he told me to go try out for a team in northern Minnesota, and I went and tried out for them and made it. And then after that year, I made my way to the Iowa Wild, and then after that, I came up here to Steele County, and I've loved it ever since. So,
how have you progressed as a player over four seasons being here, and just in general, where are you at right now as a player? Do you feel?
I think I've gotten a lot more physical as a player, and I think my leadership qualities have definitely grown over the years as I mature.
What are your hopes for next winter? Is there still some hockey in your future?
Yes, so I'm debating whether or not to go to college or just go home and play pro in Australia. So I'm kind of torn between those two right now, but I'll figure it out.
Okay. Pro hockey in Australia, what kind of a league is there? How many teams or what have you?
It's actually semi-pro, but okay. It's the best league in Australia. So it's basically a lot of really good ex-European pro players come there and play out their last years there.
Okay.
And just the best of Australia plays in that league as well.
Okay. So semi-pro, can you make some money at it then?
Only the imports do.
Only the imports. Yeah. You wouldn't be an import playing in Australia.
Exactly.
Then.
Yep. Okay. Exactly.
But the love of the game, you can't give it up even after this winter.
Nope. Not at all. I'm gonna be playing hockey for the rest of my life.
The start of the season here for Steele County has seemed very solid. How would you kind of sum up how you guys are where you are at right now?
All of us are just bought in. We're a family, and that's it. We have three words that we go by: prepared, family, and bought in. So, and we're all three of those things. So I think that's really working well for us.
What do you like about the complexion of the team right now? What makes it a strong team on the ice?
Because we don't have any problems in the locker room. Hmm. We are just such a tight-knit group that we'll always stick up for each other no matter what.
What can you mention, how do you feel about setting goals? What are the goals that are set, what have you, for places in the division and playoff runs and that kind of thing? Are there some goals out there that you guys have set for yourselves?
Our goal is to go all the way. That's it.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And obviously the off-ice stuff, you guys are good as a team together. When you've seen the team and been on the ice and playing and everything so far, it was a tough loss the other day to the Moose that goes to a shootout. You beat Hudson the day before. What are some things that swing a hockey game one way or the other in a close one?
Partial luck, but at the end of the day, it's always who works the hardest, who outworks each other, and usually the hardworking team always comes out on top.
All right, and then maybe finally, Connor, what are you enjoying? You mentioned you enjoy being in southern Minnesota, Steele County, Owatonna. Oh, tell you what, I'll go this direction instead. We've got that outdoor game coming up at the end of January coming out of Australia. I can't imagine I don't know what winter is like down there offhand, but I can't imagine there's a whole lot of outdoor ice. How do you feel about going to Mankato to play an outdoor game?
I'm stoked. when I heard it this summer, I was cheering beyond words. I was so happy. I actually didn't believe it at first, really. But now that I'm here and it's actually happening, I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay. And winter in Australia, is it cold enough somewhere to have an outdoor ice sheet?
Probably not. Probably not. Maybe up in the mountains, but they won't make an ice sheet.
Okay, here in Minnesota, different story. Football stadium, the whole bit over in Mankato come January. Connor, good to see you, and certainly looking forward to another winter of seeing you on the ice here at the Four Seasons Center. Good luck.
Yep, thanks so much.